All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Mary, how can we help you?
Hi, I'm trying to figure something out. I went on a couple of dates with this guy. And, you know, it seemed like things were going well. Good conversation. We had a really nice time. You know, I thought he was really cute. And, you know, then we kind of, you know, we were like keeping up with each other, like texting and stuff, you know, and then all of a sudden he like fell off and like I haven't heard from him. You know, our conversations were getting kind of like intense, you know, like they were, I mean, they were kind of like intimate, you know, and like a lot was going on.
Is that a fancy way of you saying that you guys sent each other like some raunchy photos?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Well, listen, we need to know because now we can start putting the pieces. This is like the first 48. We got to figure it out quickly. Okay. So you're saying that you were sending each other, you know, sexy photos, and then after that, that's when the conversation stopped.
Yes.
I can tell you exactly what happened. I already figured it out. Solve the crime. While he was going back and forth with you, looking at your pictures, his girlfriend or his wife walked in the room and was like, "Who's that?" Blah, 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 blah. And that's why he's
no,
never...
No.
That's actually not bad. I think going to insult her.
No!
Okay, all right.
Well...
Here we go. Don't do it.
I mean... Do you think
here we go.
Melissa wants to know?
No.
She wants to know if perhaps your photos made him throw up in his mouth.
God.
Well, if they did, then that was a quick shift because he wasn't throwing up, you know, for the first like, 10 photos.
Okay, multiple.
I was just saying,
if it was one, like, is it possible that you could have confused it for a close-up photo of a farm animal?
You are such an ass.
Farm animals in my text is gross.
Asking the questions that people want to know.
No, I need to figure this out. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no problem. We'll try and give him a call for you next. Okay.
Now back to the second date update on the 10
with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Mary. She's very confused because her and this gentleman, Mike, they went out a couple times. They had some great dates. They had great correspondence via text message. Naked correspondence.
Naked correspondence.
Yeah, and Pebbles, the crazy thing is, in the middle of that is when the dude just, like, fell off the planet. So, I mean, what are we hoping here? Are we hoping that it was a car crash or something? Or maybe he dropped his phone in the lake in the middle of it? Maybe that's what it is, Mary. Maybe your picture was so amazing that he just, like, got discombobulated and dropped his phone off a bridge.
I mean, that's the only thing I would accept at this point. This is crazy.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's try and give him a call for you right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi. Is this Mike?
No. Can I help you with anything?
This isn't Mike. Can you put Mike on the phone? Is Mike there?
No, this is Kurt's phone, not Mike's phone.
Okay.
Double check that you have the right number.
Yeah. Is this
34? Yep, right number. Wrong name.
How about this? Okay, let me ask you this question. Oh, by the way, we're calling you. Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station because we got your phone number from a girl who likes you. Or she thinks
or
it's you.
Or likes Mike.
Yeah, she likes Mike. She thinks maybe she thinks your name is Mike or whatever. But she wants to take you out on a date. But I just want to make sure it's the right guy. So, okay, so I'm just going to get right to it. Her name, the girl's name is Mary. Have you gone out with a Mary recently?
No, I'm sorry. I can't say that I have. I think you guys have the wrong number.
Well, hold on a second. Okay, this is going to sound weird, but but Mary's on the phone right now. Mary, are you there?
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your name again, sir? Your name is what?
Hi, Mary. I'm Kurt.
You're Kurt. Okay. So, Mary.
Mary,
did we dial the right number?
Yes. If he looks in his phone, I'm sure you'll see a lot of photos you should remember that you probably kept.
Hold on a second. I think, you know what, maybe I messed up when I dialed the number. I'm going to hang up and try again. Kurt, if I'm sorry we called you if this isn't for you.
No problem. Yeah, good luck, Mary.
Let me try again. So it's 4.
Yes, that's the number.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Kurt?
Damn it.
Yes, it's Kurt.
What the
f***? What is happening?
Hold on a second. This is the right number. Okay, so this... Kurt, do you have... Have you been sexting back and forth with Mary?
What's Mary's number?
Oh, my God. I can't.
Lord.
My number is... You know my number.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
You know who this is. Okay. You've probably been still looking at my for the past while you've not been talking to me.
Mary, I don't get mad. Don't judge me. Don't get mad.
Don't get mad. I'm mad already. What are you talking about?
All right, so it was a rough week, and I got home from work one day, and I got this random text from a random number. And, you know, I was in a certain mood where I just decided I was going to go along with it.
My God.
I guess that was you texting me. I mean, I couldn't.
So you got random messages from someone and you just kept it going. Oh, my. What the f***?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I mean, that doesn't happen every day. So I thought that was one of my friends with me. And... So, like, I know we were texting back and forth pictures, and so I was Googling pictures of pics and sending it. I thought they were sending me screenshots.
Wait.
It sounds like before he could figure it out, he was in too deep, so he had to keep going.
So, Kurt, you were getting real naked pictures of Mary, and Mary, you were just getting random pictures of penises?
That's so f***ed up. I can't believe it. I've been sending naked pictures of myself to some random dude. Mm. Like, oh, hold on. Okay.
Yeah, process.
Oh. Wait, Mary, so do you want us to, like, call the real Mike for you? Because this isn't the right dude?
I don't have that number. This is the number I have.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Do you want us to ask Kurt out on a date for you?
I mean, I'll go.
Yo, this is pretty impressive. Crazy.
Oh, my God. You are...
Mary, don't do it.
Kurt said he'd go on a date with you.
No.
You don't even know this dude.
Well, Kurt, Kurt, we're sorry to bother you. And could you please delete those pictures of Mary? Be a nice guy and do that.
That's
all right.
Mary, if you changed your mind, you clearly got my number.
No! Oh, my God!
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, I'm sure there's somebody at your job that you've been eyeballing. They've been eyeballing you back. You definitely have a little bit of a crush on them, and you're 96.9% sure that they feel the same way. So you're finally summoning up the courage to ask them out. Don't do it. Just don't. Or you're going to be talking to us for the second date update on the 10th.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Steny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28. 13332.